Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be taken on an epic journey of danger and adventure. It's the Intergalactic Nemesis.
Serendipity plays a large part in the recent success of the touring show The Intergalactic Nemesis. What started out as a wild idea for a small coffeehouse presentation of a 1930s-era science fiction radio drama is now in its third year of touring. The show has been staged in the United States, Canada, and the United Kingdom, and in venues such as New York's New Victory Theater on Broadway and Washington, D.C.'s Kennedy Center for the Arts. According to the show's creator, Jason Newlander, Intergalactic Nemesis almost never made it out of Austin, Texas. After the show's original local success, there was talk of taking it to Broadway. Newlander quit his job as director of a small local theater and tried to make it in New York and failed. Desperate for any work and back in Texas, Newlander set up a meeting with the director of the large performing space in Austin, the Long Center for the Arts. That's where he got the suggestion to stage his small radio drama on a big stage, and it launched the show's second life.
Our story begins in the year 1933. Somewhere in the Carpathian Mountains of Eastern Europe, a blizzard rages.
And all of a sudden, there was this lifeline, and I realized I needed to grab it. But I also realized that a 2,400-seat theater, which is what that venue is, was just way too big for the intimate experience of watching a radio play be performed. And kind of in a flash, I visualized comic book artwork projected on a screen the size of the proscenium to create a spectacle that could actually fill a room that big. And Cliff said to me, well, that is a funny coincidence because we just bought a high-end cinematic projection system and we're looking for projects with which we can use it. You couldn't have asked for a more sort of serendipitous moment. And I knew that my life was going to change. I mean, it was like, oh my God, I think this could be like the defining moment of the next phase of my life, which it has been.
But this time is different. These smugglers scoff at fairy tales and ghost stories, but I have seen the fear in their eyes, and it is as real as the beard on my face.
Ducky, 6 months of research and a trip to Transylvania down the drain.
Perhaps not, Miss Sloan. When one door closes, another may open. One of the men claimed to have been taken prisoner by these creatures. When he returned, he had this.
With the live-action graphic novel version, it became much more cinematic. And so you can choose as an audience member whether to let yourself go in a story, whether to pull out and watch the sort of technical aspects of what's going on. And the result of that is almost rock show energy. Really amazing. Because we'll hear from kids kind of again and again, oh my gosh, that's one of the best movies I've ever seen.
Oh, that's great.
Look out, Molly. Some creep's throwing knives.
There, Timmy, by the window. Get behind this table. Duck!
You with the knife, huh?
For WEKU, I'm Roger Duvall.
But he could give Valentino a run for his money.
You look a little cold. Maybe you'd be warmer under this bear pelt. In fact, why don't you enjoy a nice fire, assassin? Run, Miss Sloan. Mr. Mendez, you're not safe here. Get out while you can.
Wait, who are you?
There's no time. You'll find what you seek at Lord Crawford's.
Lord Crawford? But how did you know? Mister?
Where'd he go?
I don't know, Timmy, but we don't have time to play Marco Polo. We're knee-deep in stiffs with no alibi. Throw those dog kickers into gear, kid, and don't look back until we get to Scotland!